This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Supreme Court has permitted the Election Commission to proceed with its Special Intensive Revision (SIR) exercise of electoral rolls in poll-bound Bihar. However, the court also asked the Election Commission that in the interest of justice, the poll panel should also consider accepting key identity documents such as Aadhaar, ration card and voter ID card during the ongoing revision process, while observing that revision of electoral rolls by the Election Commission in Bihar is within the mandate of the Constitution. The bench of Justices Sudhanshu Dhulia and Joy Mallya Bakshi questioned the timing of the SIR. The top court asked why the exercise is being connected to Bihar Assembly elections and cannot be conducted for the whole country, irrespective of the elections. During the hearing, the petitioners questioned the exclusion of the Aadhaar card from the list of documents. On the poll body's reply that Aadhaar cannot be used as proof of citizenship, the top court remarked that the electoral body should have acted earlier if it was to check citizenship under the exercise. The apex court listed the matter for further hearing on 28th of July before the regular bench. It asked the Election Commission to file its counter-affidavit within a week and told the petitioners to file their rejoinder affidavit, if any, before the next hearing. The central government has approved the release of over 1,066 crore rupees to flood landslides affected states of Assam, Manipur, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Kerala and Uttarakhand. According to the Home Ministry, over 375 crore rupees has been sanctioned for Assam, more than 29 crore rupees to Manipur, over 30 crore rupees to Meghalaya, more than 22 crore rupees to Mizoram, over 153 crore rupees to Kerala and over 455 crore rupees to Uttarakhand. These states have been affected due to extremely heavy rainfall, floods and landslides during the southwest monsoon. The ministry said the government is fully committed to provide all possible assistance to flood, landslides, cloudburst affected states. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will reach Thiruvananthapuram today for a two-day visit. The Union Minister will address a meeting of ward committee office bearers from seven revenue districts of the state. Mr. Shah will also inaugurate the party's new state headquarters at Thiruvananthapuram during the visit. By evening, the Union Minister will go to Kannur to have a darshan at Tallari Paramba Raja Rajeshwari Temple, and from there he would return to Delhi. The Ministry of External Affairs, MEA, has strongly criticized Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwant Mann over his remarks on Prime Minister Narendra Modi's foreign visits, calling them irresponsible and regrettable. Without naming Mann, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, "We have seen some comments made by a high state authority about India's relations with friendly countries from the global south." He said these remarks are irresponsible and regrettable and do not behove the state authority. In response to media queries regarding the comments, Mr. Jaiswal said, "Government of India disassociates itself from such unwarranted comments that undermine India's ties with friendly countries." MEA's response came after Mann made a comment over Prime Minister Narendra Modi's trips to countries with small populations. The Assam cabinet chaired by Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma has approved several significant decisions aimed at addressing human elephant conflicts, improving healthcare regulations and enhancing welfare schemes for students and traditional workers. To mitigate rising human-elephant conflicts, the government will implement the Gaj Mitra scheme in eight high-risk districts, Golpara, Udalguri, Baksa, Sonitpur, Golaghat, Jorhat and Biswanath. Community-based rapid response teams comprising eight local members each will be formed in 80 conflict-prone villages. These teams will operate during peak conflict months, coinciding with paddy cultivation to ensure safe elephant passage and protect livelihoods. In cricket, host England were 251 for 4 against India at the stumps in their first innings on day 1 of third test at Lord's. Joe Root with 99 runs and Ben Stokes with 39 runs were at the crease. The host recovered well after losing a couple of quick wickets early on. Indian medium-fast seam bowler Nitish Kumar Reddy struck twice in one over to dismiss both openers Ben Duckett and Zach Crawley. And that is the end of this news bulletin.